views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to the show, and happy holidays.
Great. Hi, Savitri.
Hello.
This is fantastic to have a show on the Friday before the big holiday, and we've got a wonderful show planned for you. And our topic today is called Celebrating Free Enterprise, because this is the time of year when we're celebrating Christmas and getting looking forward to time spent with our family, but there's also a part of us that's going forward to January when new beginnings happen. And Savitri, you've talked about 2013 as being the year of creation, and it would be fun for you to talk a little bit about that and tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
Well, every year for the past, I don't know how many years I've been doing meditation, 25 years, in my prayers, I get a word for the next year. In other words, that's the wisdom and energy that our Creator wants us as the creation to embody and become. And we've had the year of joy, and what was last year, do you remember? Oh, this year. It's almost.
This was your, I think, a year of joy.
No, I think the previous year was joy.
Joy.
Anyway, I don't remember now. Anyway,
I'm already into 2013.
Yeah, now we're already jumping into 2013. But in 2013, I was told a year to create. And what that really means is, because we have always created, you know, where the human being tends to love to create. And the problem has been is that we create from any old idea that comes to us. And we need to create a brand new world. We need to create something that we have never created before. Because if you look at history throughout time, we have created the same story again and again and again. We create drama, we create wars, we create suffering, we create little moments of joy here and there just to hang on. It's the same story in the Greek culture and in the Indian culture and all the ancient cultures, the same boring story again and again and again. There's always greed, there's always anger, there's always hate, there's always jealousy, there's always no one loves me and so therefore I'm going to take from everybody else. And we've created products and cultures and businesses all based on our ego, what our ego needs, what the divine is saying for next year, because we're moving into a new age, a new time, a new humanity. Create brand new world, create a brand new life, create brand new products, brand new businesses, but from the wisdom of the heart. From the wisdom of the heart. Now, we have to understand the human form is really like an antenna. The human form is designed to receive information. Okay, and then when it takes, then it's supposed to take that information and then create from it. In other words, the recipes are already created by our Creator. And depending upon the vibration of who you are, what you're able to receive depends upon what you create. Okay, so let's say you're not that good an antenna. Okay, in other words, not as high a vibration antenna. You're not picking up as much truth. So you may create something, a recipe that's not very tasty. Okay, but as you become more refined and you pray for truth and you pray for creating the beautiful qualities of our Creator, then you're going to get these very precise, amazing recipes. And those are the recipes the Creator is saying, please, I need human beings to refine their bodies, to create beauty, to create joy, to create love, to create friendship, to create togetherness, to create support, to create all the beautiful feelings and words and concepts that the holiday season is reminding us of. See, we only focus on these beautiful words during the holiday season, and then the new year comes, and we go right back to our ego-based thinking and being. We are to take those beautiful feelings and continue it. Now, when we hold these beautiful feelings, then when we are praying and meditating, we'll be given guidance how to turn those feelings into a way to actually earn, actually create products that increase those feelings in your life and in the lives of others. Just to give an example, there's so many inventions that have been created that have created more drama, more pain, more suffering. Drugs themselves, so many drugs have caused so much, allopathic drugs have caused so much pain. They've really, the intention was money, so therefore it created a lot of pain. The invention of the atomic bomb. Someone discovered the atom, and then sadly it got used to hurt us instead of lift us. So we need to pray that we want to be instruments that receive information from our Creator. How can I facilitate beauty on this planet? How can I be given the recipes to bring beauty into my life and into the world? How can I earn from expressing beauty?
Beautiful, beautiful. And that's what we really want to talk about on this show today, is how we can take this big picture conversation about creating from our heart and bring it into everyday life. And with us on the phone today, we have a very special sister who has begun this very process of creation from her heart. And our special sister is, help me, Angelica Rose. How funny, I was like totally blanked out here for a second. Angelica, welcome.
Thank you, Mona.
Angelica is a dear friend of both Savitri's and mine, and you have done a wonderful job this last year of creating a business from the heart. And I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about the business that you've done, because we've certainly watched it from its inception become a beautiful, expanding business. And actually, your business is Divine Essences, of which we have an ad going on our radio show site. So, Angelica, tell us a little bit about your business, and first, maybe a little bit about your background.
Well, for my background, I actually worked at a large software corporation for 4.5 years and found that the corporate world was really not for me. I was actually getting physically, mentally, emotionally very ill. And so I quit after I had taken just about 6 months of classes at Alive and Shine Center. Back then it was yoga centers. And then I went into the College of Prana Yoga and became a yoga teacher. And I did that for a very, very long time. And at some point, Savitri started mentioning things about creating new businesses. And I had no idea what kind of business to create. It never even really occurred to me. And then one day, I actually was with my husband, and we walked into a store that sold some aromatherapy supplies. And it was the most interesting thing, because I'd been praying, okay, I need to create something, but I have no clue what, so I just felt the feeling of it. What is the feeling of what I want to create? And I just prayed for guidance. I walked into this store, and it was like I was downloaded with the information of how to make aromatherapy sprays. I didn't get all the recipes at that moment. I got one, and I just suddenly knew how to make them. It was like the information was already there.
Fascinating.
It just was opened. Yes. So that is how it began.
Fascinating. And how did you come up with the name of Divine Essences?
You know, I think it came in meditation.
I love that.
Between my husband and I, yeah.
I love that. Was there any particular thing that prompted you to want to have your own business other than the suggestion for Savitri? Was it anything you had ever thought about?
Not so much. I was so focused on doing yoga that it hadn't really crossed my mind. However, in the way past, when I was a teenager, I was completely in love with aromatherapy products. I had almost all of the Bath and Body Works products in my house.
Okay.
And then I realized how they were, those particular ones that I had were not very good for me. In the sense, while they were good, they weren't really changing my life.
Okay. Can you clarify what not being good for me? What can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, a lot of the preservatives and different oils that they use, they're not organic. They're not really super high quality. And so what I would find is they would smell really good, but they wouldn't always do the right things for my skin. Some of the sprays would bother my eyes, give me headaches, that type of thing.
Ah, perfect. So you were destined to design a spray that had the best of all worlds in it.
And I had no idea.
Well, that's the beauty of creating from the heart, from the intuition, is a lot of times you have no idea that these dreams actually sit inside you until you walk into a situation or an experience or you have a conversation with somebody like you did with Savitri that triggers the dream. Isn't that right, Savitri? Isn't that usually how it works?
And I have to tell you that, you know, when she was talking to me about these sprays, I went around. I always like to know what is the competition up to. If I get an idea for something or if someone else tells me an idea. And so I went around, tried different sprays that were in the health food stores, that were in alternative stores where higher vibration sprays were. And I smelled her sprays and I smelled all the other sprays. And I tell you, what she's getting, the combinations she's getting, are very much from intuition. Many of the other sprays have wonderful names in the stores. And then I try it out and I start coughing. And I'm very, very sensitive, not only physically, but also psychically. And you see, sprays have essential oils in them. Essential oils hold information. That's how our Creator holds information on the planet. Everything holds information. And they're part of the plant kingdom. And so the plant kingdom has a lot of remedies to heal us, balance us, bring us closer to the Creator. And because Angelica spends time meditating and praying and really has such a pure, beautiful heart, her sprays are truly coming from intuition, because her sprays never have made me feel sick or out of balance or in any physical or emotional or mental or spiritual way. But these other companies that had astonishing names and fantastic packaging, and I'd spray them and I'd go, oh, my God, something is desperately wrong with this. This formula came from someone's mind, not from their intuition. And that's what I'm trying to say. We have got to bring next year's year of creating from our Creator's heart, from the recipes that the Creator already knows the knowledge of what to do and just wants us to open up and receive those recipes. And that's exactly what Angelica is doing. She is receiving amazing, precise, balanced, beautiful aromatherapy recipes. Is Angelica there?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So when we come back,
what is your feedback? What process do you go through to receive these recipes?
I think
prayer. How do you feel? Do you feel a sense of humbleness, a sense of that you're not really creating, you're just receiving and then giving and sharing to the world?
That's true. And Savitri, I will answer that as soon as we come back from our break.
Oh, great. Great.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the aromatherapy spray collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the aromatherapy spray collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and Savitri.
And welcome back, Mona. We lost you for a moment.
I know. This Skype is, I think there's just so many shoppers on the internet today that it's causing it to cut in and out today. So bear with us if you hear it again. So anyway, welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio with Savitri and Mona and our very, very special sister and guest, Angelica Rose. And right before the break, Angelica, I know we were just talking about the process of creation. And the question we had for you was, how do you come up with the spray formulas? Like, how does intuition work through your body? If you can explain that process.
Many times I sit in meditation and they will just come. I will be meditating about something totally different, and it's as if whatever I'm meditating about, the answer will come in the terms of either the feeling of a spray, the name of a spray, or an actual recipe.
Oh, fascinating. So do you see, like, words just come across a screen in your mind, or how does that actually come in your body?
So if it comes as a feeling, sometimes it'll actually be like I can smell it without actually smelling it. Sometimes it will be like it's just a feeling, and I have this urge to go and pick up the oils and figure out which ones are going to create that feeling.
Beautiful.
And then it's as if my hands pick it themselves. It's not like I'm sitting there thinking about it, because if I start to think about it, then I have no clue, and the whole process is lost. But if I just pick them up, and okay, I'm going to play with this oil and this one, and I'll make up a couple things, and then one of them will be the right one.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And this, I wanted to have you describe this, because so many times when people go to create, mm-hmm. immediately it's just easy for that energy to all go to your mind. It's like, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? And then you go to a book or you go to the internet to start researching things. And that's when you can get swayed and get down a wrong path and create something that has nothing to do with the connection of what was really meant for you to create in your heart.
Right.
And so by sitting down quietly in this process of feeling the information, that's how you can really make sure that that's coming directly from your heart. Savitri, do you have anything to add to that process?
Yes, I do, because sometimes people may just suddenly get a flash of what they call an insight. And that's not necessarily from the creator. That's not necessarily a truth flash. Because as I said earlier, that we human beings are antennas. And there's lots of information around us. higher vibration, lower vibration. Lower vibration is vibration that helps the ego to continue to be an ego. And higher vibration helps dissolve the ego. In other words, the ego is a part of us that separates us from knowing we are the divine, knowing we are all these beautiful words that the holiday season is reminding us to be. So just because you get an insight or a flash does not mean it's truth. That's why meditating, focusing on beautiful feelings, being humble, saying thy will be done, how am I to facilitate your intention? How am I to facilitate a better world? How am I to help create a better world? How am I to help bring beauty and peace and joy to this world? That frame of mind and that intention and that inner bowing from the mind to the heart is really crucial to get the precise information. And one of the things is, if you ever get an insight or a flash and you get excited about what your idea, don't trust it. Anytime there's excitement, it's the ego that is being fed by the information. Okay? When the ego is part of that information, you know this is not going to be the destiny for you to bring out the highest vibration of yourself or the planet or the human race. So I'm very suspicious when I get excited. The key you should feel when you get an idea or a flash or an insight, or you feel led to do this, this, and this, through this process of being led and through the intuition and the process of prayer, you should feel a sense of calmness, a sense of peace, a sense of an inner smile awakening when you get this idea, something and you just smile quietly and peacefully. That's how you know that this information is truly coming for the highest good for you and mankind. This is what the Creator is trying to say. From now on, start creating products that are the highest good for you and mankind, because you cannot separate the two. For you and mankind, you cannot separate the two. We have too many products that are not created for the highest good of mankind, helping mankind to become the best of the best that it's meant to be.
Beautiful. And this is also why we wanted to speak with Angelica, because she's done this process this last year. Mm-hmm. And one of the messages of that process of creation is it's so much more relaxing when you create with intuition, being your guide and your friend. There's a lot less stress, and it's a lot more precise. Wouldn't you say, Angelica, as you've gone through the process, wouldn't you say that precision has definitely been your friend?
Yes, very much. And Savitri's techniques, the centering and the cocooning especially, have been just key in having these recipes come. Absolutely,
yes.
Key.
Yes, and it's these meditation techniques that you've taught all of us, Savitri, that increase the power of our antenna. You know, we're all antennas, but wouldn't you say that that was the best way to describe that process?
I find it's indispensable, because my husband and I have created a number of businesses over the years, and the intuition and the clarity that come to us is astounding, and it tells us what, and of course the key is to listen. You know, sometimes the mind will talk you out of it and go, no, that makes no sense, and then you go, oh my gosh, I made a big mistake. So that's the learning curve that happens when you have to differentiate between intuition and your mind pretending to be intuition. Intuition is a very deep, humbling, prayer-filled process. It is something so nurturing within you, and people mix that up with the mind. That is, the mind tends to fool you and says, "Well, if I've got this idea, it must be from the Creator." As I said, there's so many ideas out there. Just so many that are really just mental ideas that are not helping humanity whatsoever. And yes, people make a whole bunch of money from it, but how has it helped the world? You know, so many products we've taken from this earth, I mean, the raw products, and created nonsensical products. I mean, just look at party stores, look at dollar stores, look at, Kmart and Walmart, how many products there are absolutely useless, but yet we get convinced that we desperately need this product, and there are these really good prices. You know, we're fooled that they're really good prices, and then we bring it home, and then we use it for a couple of times, and then we never use it again. You know, these are not the products the Creator wants us to create anymore. The Creator wants us to create products that brings beauty in every facet of life. If I may read something by the mother from Sri Aurobindo Ashram in India, she writes this very beautiful information regarding beauty, and this is really the core of what our Creator is asking from us next year. Let beauty be your constant ideal. Let beauty be your constant ideal. The beauty of the soul, the beauty of sentiments, the beauty of thoughts, the beauty of action, the beauty in work. So that nothing comes from your hands, and I'm going to add from any part of your body, nothing comes from your hands which is not an expression of pure and harmonious beauty. Just imagine that everything that you do, because everything you do, you're creating. Everything that you do is an expression of pure and harmonious beauty. And from this place, divine help shall always be with you. Divine help shall always be with you. Which means the whole universe will support you. You won't need to be greedy. You won't need to be pushy and have to advertise so hard that you have to convince people that they need the product. The whole universe will bring the people to you if you just bring out all the beauty you need to bring out. That's our job. Beautiful words, beautiful thoughts, beautiful actions, beautiful products that enhance beauty in other people's lives. Now, beauty does not mean a beautiful outfit and putting on makeup. We're talking about the best of who you are.
And let's take a break on that beauty note. And I'm going to post that on the website with this show because it's a beautiful quote. And we'll be right back to talk more with Angelica Rose and Savitri on Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transform your life.
Happy holidays from Sisters Talk Radio. Welcome back. This is Mona.
And Savitri.
Great. When we're speaking today with, we're actually celebrating Beautiful Process of Free Enterprise of Creating from Your Intuition, and our guest is Angelica Rose, who is one of our dear, dear sisters. So Angelica, we're going to continue our conversation on the process of creation, and I'd love for you to talk about the similarities between birthing a baby and birthing a business, because you have a beautiful little two-year-old.
Oh, thank you. It's amazing how similar it is, actually. Because from the beginning, with a business, as well as with a baby, like when you're pregnant, you have to just nurture and nurture and nurture and take care of yourself and take care of that baby. And it takes so much of your energy and your love and your focus. And then when you give birth, when you have this child, that continues. And it's just a constant. Sometimes you don't even sleep. Sometimes, you know, you have to make sure that you eat. You have to make sure that you take care of yourself. But your main focus is on that child, on letting this baby become who they need to be. It's on helping this baby to grow, to feel safe, and most importantly, to feel loved all the time. Because, you know, we come from a place of love. So when we come into the physical, we have to have our mothers holding us in that same love. And it's similar with a business. When you're building a business in the beginning, it can be a ton of work, and there are all these things that you have to do just on the whole legal side of things and the things that you have to do just on the day-to-day to get things moving. And you just have to put your love into it, put your energy, put your focus, and it will start to grow. The more and more love that we put into the business, because my husband does this business with me, and the more and more love and energy and focus we put in, the more and more it grows. And when we don't put as much focus, like for example, when my little girl was born, for about a year, we were so focused on her that we hardly did anything with the business, hardly anything. We made maybe a handful of sales in that year. And then this year, as she's now getting older and getting a little easier, she actually helps us on occasion. Now, as that's happening, we're able to put more and more and more energy, and the more energy we put in, the more it grows. The more love that we put in, the more that it grows.
Beautiful. Savitri, do you have anything to add to that? Because you have also birthed a baby and birthed many businesses.
Yes, birthed many businesses, and some my husband birthed by himself and was so busy with other businesses that he didn't hold the businesses, like you mentioned, Angelica, and those businesses had to be shut down. And that's really the key I've found with businesses. You have to hold it. And what that really means is you have to believe in it. It has to be something that you really feel is an extension of yourself. And you have to, like your child. You just love your child. You don't forget your child. You remember your child, and wherever you go, whatever you're doing, you think about your child, and you buy products for your child, and you buy toys for your child, and you buy food for your child. And that's the same thing with the business. You said wherever you go, you're thinking about that business. You're trying to come up with ideas of how to make it better. You're sending love to it. You're holding on to it no matter what. When a problem shows up, you don't go, well, that's it. Out goes the child, you know. Though at times with children we want to say that. but, right, Angelica? But you know, we know what children are. That's it. Children are forever.
That's right.
And, so, and with a business, if a business is to really flourish, especially if it's something you believe in your heart, you really have to hold on and go, okay, no matter what the problem is, I'm going to somehow manage to find the solution. And you're, everywhere you go, your antenna is open and awake and alive, picking up any information that's going to help you to make your business better, to make your business blossom. So it tests you. Businesses test you. How much do you believe in yourself? How much do you believe in this idea, this concept that you are giving birth to and sharing with the world? And one of the tricks I'll tell you that really helps is you imagine love in your heart, and then with your hands, feel your business is right in front of you, like a mini version of it, whatever image you want to use, the building, or if your business is on the internet, then your computer or your accounting books or your products right in front of you. And then from your heart, feel light coming out of your hands, and then create a big ball of light around your whole business. And feel that light holding. That light is your love. That light is your determination to support and make that business grow. Feel that business as your child, and that you are the parent that is here to nurture it and help it to go through all the phases of baby to toddler to young child to eventually a teenager. And then you're really happy when that business is an adult. That's when you know when the business is taking off on its own. You don't have to keep on watching it all the time, but you'll still hold it in this beautiful ball of light with gratitude, knowing that your business has grown up and a lot of other people are now involved in the business and that those other people are now loving the business almost as much as you do. And that's when your business becomes a real success.
Fantastic.
So there are those phases, just like a child.
Exactly. And Angelica, maybe you could tell us the names of some of your children in your business, your products, your sprays.
Well, our very first spray was actually Beauty.
Oh.
And yeah, that was our very first spray. And I thought that was interesting because we were just talking about Beauty a little while back. Some other ones we have for the holiday season, we have Holiday Cheer and Candy Cane.
Oh, Candy Cane is awesome. For all of you listening, Candy Cane is awesome.
Yeah. It smells like a candy cane. And we also
smells like the taste of.
Yeah. We also have Illumination, Sweetness, Speak Up, Inspiration, and then Perfect Day, which is one of my favorites, mm-hmm. and one called Bugaboo.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
So tell us about Bugaboo.
Bugaboo actually is kind of fun. We have a gardener who comes and helps us, and there was one day, it was very, very hot. It was in August. And he was head to toe covered with jeans and sweatshirt. And I went out there, and he just was sweating, and he looked tired, but he just kept going. And I asked him, now, why are you all dressed up like this? It's warm outside. Don't you kind of want to wear shorts or something? And he said, no, it's because I'm getting bitten by bugs all the time. And so this is the only way I can protect my skin. So I immediately went inside with the intention of, okay, let me create something that can help him out. I know essential oils can help. I don't really know which ones, but let's see what can come. Did some centering, sat with the oils, and a couple just kind of, it's like they pick themselves. And I just put together this spray, Bugaboo, and I went out and gave it to him and said, well, will you try this and see if it works? And he tried it, and he said it worked great. He didn't get any bug bites.
Beautiful.
So that's how it came.
Beautiful. Now, you have a special for Christmas on your sprays. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Actually, starting today until Christmas, all of our 2-ounce sprays are only $10 each. So if you go online to www.energizeandrefresh.com, that's www.energizeandrefresh.com, and use the code LASTMINUTE. Last minute, as in last minute shopping. When you buy your sprays, they will be $10 each for all of the retail 2-ounce sprays. And our other offer is for the rest of the month. We have a program that was actually suggested to us by Savitri called Spray of the Month. And what we do is every month we send out a new spray automatically, and you receive also a newsletter that has a write-up about the spray. And you can join for just $1 for the first month. So $1 for the first month. After that, it's $10.85 a month, and it is valid until the end of the year. And that code is only one. So you're joining for only $1.
That's beautiful. And I'm going to post this on the website with the archive of the show. But if you're listening right now, make a note if you're in your car to when you pull over to bookmark this site, energizeandrefresh.com. These sprays, having a spray of the month, is one of my favorite things I've done for myself, because every month I have no idea what the spray is going to be, and it just shows up in my mailbox or on my desk. And it's a fantastic surprise. And the sprays last perfect, just about 30 days in the 2-ounce bottle, and then I'm ready for my next one. And so it's a terrific gift to give someone and for yourself as well. Savitri, any other comments you have about your enjoyment of the sprays before we go to break?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind our listeners that these sprays are absolutely unique, because Angelica uses very high vibration organic oils from around the world in amazing combinations that really just feel so right. As mentioned earlier, I've tried many, many sprays on the market, and her formulas are amazing. So even the candy cane one, you may think, oh, well, no, that tends to be a little funny smelling. No, she has created such an amazing combination that does not smell chemically or weird or anything, because they're all pure, pure, high vibration, planet kingdom essential oils, that just the combinations are just beautiful, beautiful.
And
one of my favorite that you didn't mention is heaven. I love heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And we're trying to create a heavenly world.
And I have to tell you that this would not apply to you, because these sprays, if they, Savitri is the ultimate person of sensitivity, and you've been able to handle all these sprays just beautifully. So, give it a try, and I think you might find out that these sprays are so gentle and so effective that they will help you become that better antenna. They'll help you become a great antenna, so you can pick up the ideas your heart wants you to nurture and blossom and give birth to in the year of 2013. So with that, we're going to take a short break. And so you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio on this holiday weekend. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Hello, welcome to the Sisters Talk Radio.
Actually, great.
We just heard a commercial about the Mega Memory course, and that is Angelica's husband speaking towards the end. So they have two businesses, this Mega Memory course business as well as the essential oil business, essential spray business. And Angelica, you were mentioning that you created the sprays also to help your husband.
Yes, that's right. He can't use the oils themselves on his skin because his skin is very sensitive to the power and the intensity of the oils. And so many times what I would end up doing is taking the oils, putting a drop in my hand, rubbing it between my hands, and letting him smell it. Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of meant that he had to depend on me to use the oils. Because even if he, you know, opened a container by himself, if some of the oil had come onto the top, you know, it would get on his fingers. So what we ended up doing is this answered that whole problem, because he can use the sprays all day long, and he has absolutely no problems.
Great.
Absolutely
great.
None.
And anyone who has perfume sensitivities, no problem with these sprays. You still smell good, and other people don't get bothered by it, and you also don't get bothered by it. They're really just amazing formulas that are just the right amount of scent without making you feel any overwhelmed with scent. In fact, I was on an airplane a few weeks ago, Angelica, and I had a couple of your sprays in my bag, and I started to spray myself on the plane, and the person behind me went, "Oh, that smells lovely. What is that?" So I sprayed her too. Very happy.
Yes, you're diffusing everyone around you in a very gentle way.
Exactly. I love that. People around me just, "How about me? How about me?"
That's it. That's it. So I want to take this back to our title of our show, Celebrating Free Enterprise, because I want to bring up some statistics about women-owned businesses that are really important, because it's really women that are the creative spirit in terms of, you know, using that creative energy of birth and taking it into the business world. And this is how we're actually going to heal our economy and create the world that we want to have. This is a statistics from American Express about women-owned businesses from 2012. There are currently over 8.3 million women-owned businesses in the United States, generating almost $1.3 trillion in revenue. I mean, that's huge. $1.3 trillion in revenue. And they obviously expect that to increase by 54% increased between 1997 and 2012. It went from 37% to 54% of businesses being owned by women. And the advantage to our economy from having women run a business is just the way women approach business. Because women Female-owned businesses are more likely to create a positive working environment for all. That's huge. Mm-hmm. They're also big on creating opportunities for others, which we need. They're also giving employees reasons to feel better as part of a team. Mm-hmm. We are great at that. And women pay employees better, and women provide better health care for employees, for those that subscribe to that type of doing business. Women-owned businesses are also more likely to be externally focused than their male counterparts, meaning they're better at keeping the customers they have. They're better at cultivating customers who appreciate what they do. They're better at meaningfully differentiating their businesses from their competitors without putting their competitors down. I want to might add that. Mm-hmm. And they are better at taking advantage of economic conditions and being flexible to provide the market what the market's asking for. And they're also fabulous at knowing what other small businesses are doing to improve, succeed, or fail. But the greatest gift, this is my interpretation and not part of the study, that women-owned businesses do best is they know how to network. Mm. They know how to ask other women for help. They also know how to ask for advice. And this is from the study now. It says that female small business owners are more open to taking advice and deriving the valuable information from others. Because, you know, this is what the world needs, this flexibility of mind. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all centered in the heart, but we need that flexibility of ability to take information from multiple sources, get the best out of it, and translate that into a usable product or service or customer service, something of that nature. This is really how you're going to not get these giant corporations out of greed. If you're focusing on these aspects of women, you're not gonna have these environments that crank out products just for money. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong, women-owned businesses want to make a profit because a profit is what makes the world go round. It's how they go about doing that that is the gift of women-owned businesses. Wouldn't you agree, Savitri?
Absolutely. And women understand intuition more. They are feeling more. They understand what nurturing is about. They understand more about community and helping each other. They understand more about how we are. They just have this place in themselves because that's what a woman is meant to do, where she just knows that she is part of the whole world, the whole planet. Well, men tend to not have that thinking and ability to express that way. So that's why there's greed, so much more greed among the male corporate heads versus the female corporations and businesses. And that's why, you know, and America, when America had more small businesses, America flourished more. So we need to be able to claim back our wealth. And small businesses are really, really important. It allows creativity. You know, if you go throughout America and just travel and go around America, you have the same boring corporate stores all over America. It is so thoroughly boring. You know, I just went to Asheville recently, and it's the same exact stores that are in my area. I mean, everywhere I go, it's the same corporate stores and the same products. It's absolutely boring. And
it is.
You have these small businesses where you can feel when you walk in, the person's heart is there. The person created that business because they just loved this concept. They loved this was from their heart, and that is what we need to bring back, and that's what's going to create the world to be a much better place. Countries that have more small businesses than big corporations flourish much more than companies that are ruled by corporations. And think about this. The big corporations are in charge of our government now. They're ruling our government. They're telling our president what to do. We have got to slip out of that scenario, and by having and creating small businesses, we can claim back our country and we can claim back our economy.
Yes, and you'll claim back the power that's going into these corporations, mm-hmm. and putting that money back into your local economy. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing better than a group of girlfriends going into a store, a little boutique of whatever it is, loving what's there, and you know that that's instantly your advertising, because women love to network, women love to share about something that they love, and if they love the feeling when they go in the store, they are going to go out and tell 10 other friends. And you know, this power power here, this power of the our sisters. If we wake up, which is the purpose of this show, if we wake up and we tap into that power in our heart and we fuel our throat chakra with that power, there is no stopping what would happen to this economy. It just takes us to wake up. And if you're awake, go wake up another sister and let's change this world. Let's make 2013 be that pure year of creation, like Savitri has said, and let's turn this economy around and let's put it in the hands of the people so that we have the world that we want for not only for ourselves, but for our children to come. This is a very important message. And Savitri, we've got two more minutes if there's something you'd like to share with our listeners.
Yeah, I would love it. When you create products and ideas, make it colorful. You know, color has enormous power in it, and so many products are coming up with boring blacks and browns. And I mean, our whole media, the TV sets and CD players and all, they're all black. I mean, that's so utterly boring. I mean, come on, woman, we love color.
That's right.
Creating colorful products. I mean, I tell you, it's, you know, even Rubbermaid created black dishwasher, you know, the way you put your dishes to dry by the sink. They're all black now.
That's right, and we're getting ready to wrap up the show, and so that's a great note to end on. So remember color, remember your heart, remember intuition, and remember that 2013 is the year of creation. And we love you all. We wish you all a beautiful Merry Christmas and a happy holiday, and stay tuned for more fabulous shows on Sisters Talk Radio. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.